from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You can't sit O'Neal Cruz down.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a hell of a month. The series was dreadful. He's won you a lot more games than he's lost you, and you can't cut off your nose to spite your face. Do you agree with that, Bostic? I'm sure you watched the game last night and saw 6'7" O'Neal Cruz barreling down.
I did. First of all, I mean, the moves they made, I love the moves they made. I agree with what Jeff said specifically when he talked about O'Neal Cruz is just a little bit you got to handle him with kid gloves. You can't, his ego is there's an ego, and there's definitely a little bit, his confidence is malleable. And what I wonder is he the long-term solution in shortstop? And that to me is the biggest question there, because he can change the game with a swing of a bat, and he could flick it at the ball and it goes into the river. They don't have that kind of power anywhere else. You can't mess with that. And I would think, I wasn't a great baseball player, I would think that your confidence can share from the field to the plate. I think you mess with the guy on the field, you can mess with him at the plate. We've seen that with even Henry Davis. So I don't know if you want to mess with that right now, and you kind of take the good with the bad is what I would probably say. But I think in the offseason you have to ask yourself,
yes,
is this guy the long-term solution at shortstop? Because he's inconsistent at best.
20 errors is a lot.
But then he makes a play. Then he makes a play, and he,
right,
you know,
he's Ellie De La Cruz, he 2.0. I mean, they're the same player.
He backhands the ball and throws a heat rocket to first base that not a lot of guys are making that throw.
That's why I think that right field ultimately, and then look at your outfield, like you're set. And then now it's like, okay, you have Kiner, Falefa. Can he play shortstop? Can Nick Gonzalez play shortstop and Falefa play second? Or you know, find a third baseman. I feel like if you find a legit infielder at one of those positions, move Cruz to outfield, let him utilize all his talents, that actually might be a better solution long-term than anything.
Mm-hmm.
In my vision.
Then it's definitely his ball when he's in right field.
That's what we were saying earlier, I mean, the communication out.
Rowdy Tellez ain't running one down on the right field line. Right.
Do you think he might try to stand on first base as a right fielder and call off Rowdy Tellez, though? He might do
That'd
it the other way.
That'd be a heck
way.
Of a collision.
He might come in. Oh, my God.
That would be a heck of a collision.
That would.
I saw one of these. This list was not fair. I think it was from some big game boomer adjacent baseball site that had every team's heaviest player and all the teams in Major League Baseball ranked, and the Pirates were second. And they had Rowdy Tellez at 285.
No.
He's not 285.
No chance.
There is a 0% chance my man is anything less than 315. Rowdy Tellez?
I think he's smaller than that.
Yeah, I think he's smaller.
Oh, you guys don't think he's 285?
I think he might be like 255, yeah. 260.
What?
Yeah.
He's at least 285.
There's no chance. There's no chance. Text somebody let's ask Neil. I'm going to text Neil.
Text Neil.
I will.
How tall is he?
He's 6'4", so he's not 255. He'd be a string bean.
Uh-uh.
6'4".
285.
Is that what they have him listed at?
That's what they have him listed at, yeah.
270. MLB.com.
All right, so we
split, and if he's 6'4", it means if he's 6'4", it means he's 6'2".
Yeah, 6'2".
I mean, I know that. That's the oldest trick in the book. My license says 6'4". I'm not 6'4".
My license says 5'9". I'm not 5'9".
I'm 6'4" with, you know, platform heels on.
My license also says I'm an organ donor, and you ain't taking my organ.
Nobody wants them.
You fraud.
Who would want your organ? Who would want your liver or your lungs?
You
get the hell out of here.
All right, the liver and lungs are bad, but I'm a swell guy. I'm an empath. You want my heart.
We don't want your heart because it's beating too fast because you drink so much coffee.
Right. Yeah. Damaged goods I am. Although my dad got a heart transplant, so I probably shouldn't joke about that. Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
A lot of things I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
The more I find out, the less I like you. Just kidding.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.